So preparing for this chakra-themed yoga nidra by positioning yourself in a way that you can be fully relaxed. So traditionally practice in Shavasana, lying down on your back. Of course, if it's comfortable to place something underneath the knees or underneath the head, feel free to do so. Ensure that you are warm enough. And really taking the time here to set yourself up so that you can relax. So that you can release all effort. Check that the head, neck, spine feel aligned. The arms, legs, an equal distance from the midline of the body. And when you're fully comfortable, when your body's at ease, or as comfortable as it can be right now, soften, release, as though you could dissolve, merge into the support beneath you. Feel that support beneath you, holding you. As though it were embracing the body. Meeting you, holding your back, completely supported. Soften into this soft space. Connect to stillness. And of course, anytime you need to move, no problem. Just moving with awareness. Notice the stillness around you. Notice the movement. The movement going on in the room, outside of the room. Perceive the sense of hearing and listen for the sounds. When you encounter a sound, let it go and search for another. Actively listening. Draw the awareness to closer sounds. Listen for sounds within the body. The sound of the breath. Behind the breath, the heartbeat. Body's vibration. Into this space, bring to mind your Sankalpa. Mentally repeat it 3 times. If you do not have a Sankalpa, mentally repeat, I am balanced and at ease. Allowing your words to settle deep into the subconscious. Picture that you were holding a precious stone between the hands. Perhaps you visualize your hands joined, holding onto this crystal, or maybe you visualize your palms as they are, and in each palm, a crystal, a precious stone. Whichever stone, whatever color, really bring this to the forefront of the mind. Begin to feel the energy of this crystal, of these stones. One, two, or maybe more. Feel the energy. As you're connecting to that energy, it appears that the crystal, we're reading you. Almost like a barcode scanner that you'd find at the supermarket. It's as though this precious stone were reading one line of your being at a time. Picture a scanning light from the soles of the feet all the way to the top of the head. This scanning light then moving from the top of the head, the crown of the head, all the way back down. Connecting and feeling the power of these or this crystal. Experience this scanning light starting to move up the body again. Yet this time, instead of reading, the light is cleansing, clearing out unwanted and unneeded energies in the body, removing any stagnation or any energy that isn't yours, cleansing, clearing the aura, the energy field around you. As though it were like a power shower for the soul. This light washing away any stagnant energy, any blocks. And picture this light cleansing, clearing energy from the right hand thumb. See this light penetrating the right index finger, the middle finger, ring finger, little finger, the palm of the hand, back of the hand, right wrist, cleansing, clearing, right lower arm, elbow, upper arm, right shoulder, armpit, right side of the chest, waist, right hip, thigh, knee, lower leg, right ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth, the whole right side of the body. The whole white right side of the body, this light washing over, cleansing, clearing right side. Picture this light now shining on the left-hand thumb. Left-hand thumb illuminated by this cleansing, clearing light. This light shines on the left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, the palm of the hand, back of the hand, left wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder, armpit. Cleanse, clearing light shining on the left side of the chest, waist, left hip, thigh, knee, lower leg, left ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, left big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth, the whole left side of the body, the whole left side of the body, bathing in this cleansing light. As though the left side, the right side, had this spiritual detox. Notice that you begin to feel lighter and lighter. And take your awareness now to the back of the body, starting with the soles of the feet, the heels. Feel, connect the ground beneath you and allow the inner energy, the spirit, to rise up through the ankles, the calves, the backs of the thighs, the buttocks, the lower back, middle back, upper back, back of the neck, back of the head, top of the head, forehead, right temple, left temple, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, the eyebrow center, right eye, left eye, right ear, left ear, right cheek, left cheek, right nostril, left nostril, upper lip, lower lip, teeth, tongue, jaw, chin, front of the neck, throat pit, right collarbone, left collarbone, right side of the chest, left side of the chest, center of the chest, upper abdomen, navel, lower abdomen, pelvic area, tops of the thighs, knees, shins, tops of the feet. Become aware of both feet, both legs, both hands, both arms, torso, neck and head, the whole body, the whole body, whole body resting on the support. Relaxed, energized, whole body cleansed. Take the attention now to the mind space. Energy awareness to the space of the mind. Into this space, picture energy slowly swirling itself into a ball. Focus the mind on any thoughts drifting about one by one and watch these thoughts as they drift into the ball of inner energy. Picture this inner energy slowly swirling in the middle of the mind. And this swirling ball of energy ascending through the top of the head and out, connecting with the sky at a million different points. And as it does, each one of these million different points sparkles like a star until the entire universe above you is filled with points of light, sparkling, twinkling away. Focus the inner energy in the center of the mind from here and allow this too, this cleansed, clear mind space, allow this energy to flow down into the face, the neck, through the shoulders, the abdomen, the pelvis, and down to the base chakra, Muladhara chakra. And here, visualize the red jasper crystal. This red crystal, this powerful stone, deepening and strengthening the connection to earth, helping you to remove stress from your body, to ground your energy, to calm the mind. Red jasper, just like the color of rich red earth, creating stability, security, connecting to a strong foundation, a stable base. Picture this red crystal balancing, restoring the energy connected to Muladhara chakra, the base chakra. Move the attention now to the pelvic area. And here, visualize the orange carnelian crystal, this orange stone, a stabilizing stone, restoring vitality, motivation, and stimulating creativity. Visualize a deep orange sunset over the ocean. This orange crystal relates to Swadhisthana chakra, which is ruled by the element of water. Just like water flows, moves, and changes, it has the ability for us to move forward in life, our ability to walk, to run, to be mobile. Also allowing us to go with the flow. Picture this orange crystal. Encouraging you to nurture yourself, others, to experience pleasure, joy, abundance, to feel what is. See this orange light, this energy balancing, restoring Swadhisthana chakra. Move the attention now to the solar plexus, Manipur chakra, and here visualize citrine, this golden crystal. This golden crystal relating to the fire within, the solar force, just like the inner radiant sun. This warmth, this heat is here to aid in digestion. Digestion on all levels, physical, mental, emotional. The fire within is used for purification, transformation. Take the attention to the abdomen and imagine a tight flower bud. A tight flower bud. And picture this bud softening, allowing the abdomen to soften. This tight bud softening and beginning to blossom. Fully releasing the abdomen, releasing any held emotion, releasing any anger, any aggression, any control or power struggle. Focusing on true inner strength, integrity, radiance. This orange light, this crystal, providing a sense of true happiness. Let the belly be soft, the mind be free, and allow yourself to absorb in this golden light, this citron crystal. Breathe now into the color pink and the crystal pink fluorite. It has a gentle angelic energy that encourages self-love and appreciation. Infuse into your chest this gentle pink light. Feel this soft pink light, this energy surrounding your heart. It feels almost like a bubble bath for the soul. Slowly, this gentle pink fluorite light bathing your heart chakra. Experience the heart chakra, Anahat, to open slowly, opening its doors, allowing the pink light to bathe the heart on all levels. Washing away any fears, any trapped emotions. Allowing yourself to feel loved, to be loved, to experience love. Picture this pink light. This pink light, like a warm hug, filling you up, filling your cup. Anahat chakra bathed at all levels. Move the attention now to the throat. And picture the blue kyanite crystal. Thinking about this blue crystal, draw upon its energy and qualities. Kyanite has a calming effect on the whole being, bringing about tranquility. Connected to Vishuddhi chakra, the center of expression. Notice any tension or any tightness within the body, within the mind. And as though this kyanite crystal energy could wash it away, picture blue waves of kyanite energy flowing over you, like ocean waves gently lapping against the shore. This energy flowing into you, filling you up with this cool, calming blue light. Cool, calm, and collected. Move the awareness now to the eyebrow center, Agya chakra, and here picture the amethyst, this purple light, this purple crystal radiant light. Amethyst is a natural tranquilizer relieving stress, strain, soothing irritability. It helps to balance mood swings, dissolving negativity, activating spiritual awareness and opening intuition. Imagine here any dreams or ideals, goals. Picture something that you either aspire to or love to come to fruition. Picture this in the mind's eye and see it clearly illuminated. This amethyst crystal energy helping to bring about and support the dream, the ideal, the goal. This purple calming energy bringing clarity to the mind, leaving the mind calm, clear, focused. Take the attention now to the top of the head, the crown of the head, and picture clear quartz. Clear quartz. This clear quartz crystal bringing clarity, enlightenment, awareness. Picture this clear quartz, this clear light, stabilizing you, connecting you to truth, to your essence. Soften into this space, into the space of your truth. And for the next few breaths, nowhere else to be, nothing else to do, you time. Bring to mind now the Sankalpa. If you do not have a Sankalpa, mentally repeat, I am at balanced and ease. Allowing that to sink, to settle. If you'd like to remain in this meditation practice, allow my words to wash over the body. If you're externalizing with me, begin to awaken the mind by engaging with the world around you. Notice any sounds, any smells. Connect to the coverings, the feelings, the touch. Notice the breath. Begin to deepen the breath. Using the breath to bring movement to the abdomen, the chest. Extend that movement into your fingers, your toes, awakening the body, awakening the mind. You might like to wiggle the fingers, wiggle the toes, the hands, the feet, and take whatever stretches the body calls for, waking yourself up. When you're ready, make your way up to a comfortable seated position. Once sitting upright, we'll close by chanting the mantra Om once together. For Om chanting, take a deep breath in. Bring the hands together, rub the palms vigorously, creating energy warmth. You could take the hands to the closed eyes if you prefer, the shoulders, and gently soak that energy in. Gently massage. Then release the hands. Open the eyes. Namaste.